Hey everyone,
we are
Julie
and Ryder. Today we are talking about ways we can boost our mental health in a time of a pandemic.
We have been in this thing for a while, and we all know it's getting harder and harder the longer it goes. Kids, we have a responsibility more than ever to ourselves and to take care of our mental health so we ensure that we are all okay.
Yep, that is so true. This is why we're here today, to give you some ideas to help boost your mood and make you feel better to get us all through this pandemic with a little bit more joy. And we need that more than ever these days.
But first, we want to talk about what mental health is. Mental health in childhood means reaching developmental and emotional milestones and learning healthy social skills and how to cope when there are problems.
Wow, that sounds like mental health is very important. Emotional milestones means that kids learn how to deal with their emotions and know how to help themselves. When their emotions might feel like they are too hard sometimes, social skills means that we kids learn how to interact and hang out with other kids and people in a positive way and helps us make good choices instead of not so good ones. Being able to solve problems is also a huge part of mental health because when we learn how to figure things out, we feel better overall.
Now that we know what mental health is and how important it is, let's talk about ways that we can boost it so we can start feeling some hope and joy around here again.
Great idea. I'll go first. Research says that one way to boost your mental health is to learn about something new. Learning is one of the number one ways to rejuvenate yourself. We say go for it and learn about something you have always wanted to learn. For example, one of my teachers is learning how to start up her own business. I am learning how to build a fort because I want to do that when the weather warms up.
I'm learning about painting pictures, and it's so therapeutic and fun. I can't wait to have painting parties when this pandemic is over.
I'm learning how to become how to become the next YouTube sensation, and how to sell merch so that I can become a kid entrepreneur.
So you see, learning something new can totally rejuvenate you, and who knows, maybe it will even make you a bajillionaire. Let's move on to the next thing you can do that will help you boost your mental health. Let's talk about social skills and how we can do service projects in order to feel good about ourselves.
Being social is super important to us kids. Social means being around people we really miss these days, and we all know that there's ways around that, like using Zoom too, to have hangouts, online games. The telephone is actually talking, texting, etc. But we teach you a new way to be social. This is about doing things for others.
We're talking about service projects. With the help of your family, you can come up with some great deeds that you can do for others.
How does that help your mental health?
Well, by doing something for others, you're making a difference in someone's life or the world, so it instantly makes you feel good about yourself. For example, you might want to shovel your neighbor's driveway. Think about how you would feel after. You would feel better because you got some exercise from shoveling and you did something nice for someone else. Instant mood lifter.
Oh, I never thought of that. I could totally do that. I could do some chores in my own house without my mom or dad asking. I would probably feel better instantly. Not to mention, I would get brownie points.
Let's brainstorm some good deeds that we could do.
Good idea. I'm thinking about things like baking some cookies and leaving it on a neighbor's doorstep and sending a letter to my grandparents.
Oh, I've got an idea too. I could write thank you notes to my teachers or my parents.
Now you're getting the hang of it. Doing service is always an instant joy injection.
Let's talk about the physical aspect of mental health. Get outside as much as you can, especially if you're feeling really sad or down. A walk will instantly make you feel better. Have a dance party. Crank the tunes and pretend you're the biggest rock star out there. Do some sit-ups, whatever. Just move your body and you'll instantly feel better.
Now let's talk problems. Okay, guys, we all have them. We are human, but it is how we let our problems affect us, how we handle them, that is important. If you have a problem, the thing we suggest is talk to someone about it. Let them know how you are feeling and that you need help.
Oh, that is so important. Always ask for help. You are not alone. There is always someone like your parents, friends, teachers, coaches, or whoever to help you.
We also want you to realize that problems come and go, just like seasons. So know that you are not always going to feel this way, and once you move through the problem and figure it out, there's always a time where you feel better.
Try thinking about the problem in a positive way. Rather than thinking that you are doomed, try thinking about a solution to that problem and a challenge that you are ready to take on with the help of an adult.
Okay, guys, we gave you a lot to think about today when it comes to mental health. We want you to try some of these things and give them a real good shot. We promise they will make you feel better, and remember to always take deep breaths when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, breathing always helps. We hope that we gave you some ideas to bring some joy and energy into your life. Know that you're never alone and that things will get better soon. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.